This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's Labor Day, and Colorado has a special relationship with the holiday. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassie.
Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894, but Colorado began acknowledging it years before. This is CU Boulder Law School professor Ahmed White.
It was already by then a holiday at the state level in about 30 states. Colorado was the second state in 1886, before it was a holiday anywhere except in Oregon.
He said the holiday used to be known both for picnics, since the weather was usually nice, as well as parades, celebrating and organized by laborers. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Colorado gas prices are at historically high levels this holiday weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The state's average cost for a gallon of unleaded is hovering close to $4. That's about 15 cents higher than this time last year. Skylar McKinley is with AAA Colorado. He says prices should hold steady through the holiday.
There will be, of course, some surges along the major travel corridors, so if you are filling up in Vail, expect to pay well north of $4.
Lower supply and healthy travel demand are the main factors for high prices. Many U.S. refineries were knocked offline this summer due to heat waves. Prices should start to go down after Labor Day as the summer travel season winds down. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver says it is more than $60 million behind in upkeep for the Colorado Convention Center. That announcement comes as the city plans to invest more than $230 million on a new terrace for the center. The downtown convention center is 33 years old. Colorado's COVID cases are on the upswing, but small businesses say they're prepared for whatever happens next.
It seems like people are, you know, kind of used to this by now, and they're just doing their part to make sure that they're staying safe and healthy.
We'll hear what else small business owners in Denver are seeing in their stores as COVID cases start rising again. And that's in about 20 minutes here on Morning Edition. I'm Mike Lamp. Good morning. This is CPR News.